we began discussing the Truma Sadeshen. The Beis Yosef himself does not quote the Truma Sadeshen. The fact that the Truma Sadeshen doesn't quote the Beis Yosef, that's not a surprise, because the Truma Sadeshen died before the Beis Yosef was born. But I would have expected the Beis Yosef to have quoted the Truma Sadeshen. But instead, he left it for the Ramah. The Ramah, both in Darkei Moshe on the tour and in Shulchan Aruch on the in the Mappa on the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Zayin. The Truma Sadeshen is quoted at great length here in the Bach, and Bekitzer also in the Shach. So some of the things we want to look at today will include the Darkei Moshe, the Bach, the Shach, the Taz, and try to come to some sort of conclusion about the following issue. Is a woman allowed to postpone her tvila? For example, let's say her husband is on a long trip, so she counted Zayin Nikiyim, and let's say she completed her Zayin Nikiyim on a Thursday, but instead of going to mikvah on Thursday night, her husband's coming back Erev Shabbos, can she postpone her tvila till Leil Shabbos? Or, for example, a woman feels a little bit weak, she's after birth, and she wants to postpone her tefillah until Leil Shabbos. That's when she feels a little bit better, a little bit stronger. There's even a discussion in the poskim, as we'll soon see, about a woman who postpones her tefillah because on Friday it seems that it was easier for her or more convenient for her to do the rechitza. Maybe because the mitzvahs, the mikvahs were working, were open on Friday night. It was very busy. It was easier for her to do rechitza on Friday night. So for any various number of reasons, instead of being toveles bilel Tvilasa, meaning Bismana, when she completed the Zayin Nikiyim, she postponed her Tvila and now it's Leil Shabbos. Now, the first issue that's going to come up, I'm just giving a little bit of an introduction, is whether or not Tvila B'Shabbos is a problem. If Tvila B'Shabbos is a problem, then it could be a problem, as far as I can tell, for one of two reasons. One reason is because of Nireh Kimisake Mana. I'll explain. And the other reason is because of Schitas Sear. The first reason is because of a Shvus of Makar B'Patish. Makar B'Patish literally means when you fix up something physically. You take, for example, a hammer, and it got a little bit dull after the carpenter used it. He gives it another maka, one more smack onto the anvil, and it sharpens the hammer. That's a Malacha D'Oraisa of Makar B'Patish. On a Derabbanan level, there are things that really don't change, but they look like Tikkun Mana. It looks like you fixed up this kli. For example, if you have a kli that was purchased from a guy and it needs tvila, then the Gemara establishes in Masech the Beitz on Daf Yuzayin that you're not allowed to be tovel a kli on Yontif and certainly not on Shabbos because it's nireh kimesake mana. It's as if you fixed up the kli because it only becomes usable as a result of the tvila.
What do you mean nireh? It is.
Well, tikkun mon is only a physical tikkun mon. It's not a chal shem.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But since now the kli looks like you fixed it up, meaning physical, because in reality you wouldn't be able to use it before the tefillah. Now you can use it after the tefillah. So the Chachamim prohibited that tefillah. It could be, I'm not saying yes or no, that the same logic of a Shavus d'Rabbanan about Nira Kimisaki Mana might apply in the case of Tvilas Tomei, whether it be a regular Tomei, whether it be a Nida. Because once again, she changes her status from that of a Tmeya to that of a Tahura. So the Gemara suggests in Masechta Beitza that Tvilas Tomei could be Mutter on Yontif and Shabbos, and we would suspend the principle of Nira Kimisake Mana. And the reason for that is because we could perhaps say de Mekar Mem Yud Kuf Reish, that maybe he's going into the mikvah because it's a hot day and he wants to cool off. Even though it's a little bit odd that he did it in a mikvah, but maybe that was the first accessible cold water that he could get to, some sort of a bath. And therefore it's no longer Nira Kimisakin Mana. In other words, it's not Mukhak that he's doing it for the sake of Tara as a Tfilas Tomei, but maybe he's doing it just to Mekar. There may be another problem, as I mentioned in the Hilchas Shabbos, and that's Schita Seyar. Keep in mind that the Rambam holds Ein Schita B'Seyar, but that's only on a Doraisa level. The Melecha Schita on a Doraisa is not violated by Seyar, in the case of squeezing out the liquids from that were absorbed in the hair. Because the Rambam holds that that's not really called absorption, so it's not real schita, it's not like a wool or a garment or beged. But nevertheless, midrabanan, schita seyar is also mishum shvus. Now, in the case of a toveles, you might say that she could come, theoretically, to schita seyar. Or should we say no, that b'mok shvus, b'mok mitzvah lo gazrina, that maybe the Rabbanon, although in general they don't allow Schlita Seir because it has no purpose as far as a mitzvah is concerned, but for the sake of tefillah, it's a mitzvah. So the subject of Schlita Seir is going to come up later on in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodea Simon Kuf Tzadi Tes. So that's not for us today, but there the Beis Yosef comes to the conclusion that because of the mitzvah of tefillah, there is no iser shvus of schita seyar. So that takes away the problem of schita seyar.
Because he agrees with the Rambam and midiraisa.
Only because he agrees with the Rambam that there's no schita seyar midiraisa. Here in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, the Beis Yosef approaches the other dimension of iser tefillah b'Shabbos, the possible iser tefillah b'Shabbos, namely of nira kimisakin mana, and he says that the maskonas hasugyan beitza is that in the case of tefillah of a tomei, we don't apply the principle of nirek and mesakin mana because we can always say it's lemeikar. The onlooker, it doesn't necessarily look, it's not muchach, shall we say, that it's an act of tefillah, and it can be looked at as lemeikar. So the final line, the bottom line, is that according to the Shita, the Beis Yosef, there is no issue of tefillah b'Shabbos, and therefore the Beis Yosef would have a blanket heter of tefillah b'Shabbos. It wouldn't matter why she delayed or what the circumstances are. We don't have to come up with some, you know, extenuating onus, mitigating circumstances. It's irrelevant. Tefillah b'Shabbos is mutter. However, in the Trumas HaDeshen, it's a little bit more complicated. The two questions that were asked to the Trumas HaDeshen, one in Simon Reish Nun Hei and the other in Reish Nun Vav, were the following. A woman after Leda wants to know if she's allowed to be Tovelis B'Shabbos. Her Sphira Zayin Nikiyim ended earlier than Shabbos, so she could have gone to the mikveh before Shabbos. She postponed it in the case of Simon Reish Nun Hei, that's the first of the two, because it was more convenient for her to find a rechitza on Leil Shabbos. That was the mitzvah. The poskim don't go into detail. I don't have the Trumas Hadeshin here, so I don't know exactly if they... I don't even think in the Trumas Hadeshin itself there's an explanation as to the specific reason why she felt that it was more comfortable for her to do the Rechitza on Shabbos. In Siman Reish Nun Vav, the second Siman, again about Yoledes, here she asked the question, can she postpone Tefillah till Leil Shabbos because she feels weak after the Leida. She doesn't feel that she's strong enough to resume her relationship with her husband. Now, what I'd like to do is summarize 3 points of the Trumas Hadeshin. One of the three is going to occupy our minds. It's a major, major breakthrough. The first point he makes is that Me'ikar Adin, there is no Iser of Tefillah on Shabbos. Again, he doesn't quote the Beis Yosef, although he agrees with the opinion of the Beis Yosef, because as I said before, the Beis Yosef wasn't born yet. So that's why he doesn't quote the Beis Yosef. So in other words, he understands the Pshat and the Sugyan Beitza the same way the Beis Yosef understood it, that Lahalocha, Lamaskana, there is no Iser Tefillah, neither on Yontif nor even on Shabbos, because the Nira Kimekar, because we can say it's not Nira Kimesakin Mona. Fine. He doesn't mention anything about Tzchita Seir. But then, the Trumas Hadeshin testifies to the fact that Minog Harbe Noshim, that in fact it became an accepted custom amongst many ladies, Shemachzikim, that they assume Iser Litbol B'Shabbos. And again, without quoting this principle, but I can fill in the missing blanks here, B'makom Shenagu Li'Iser L'Hachmir Ein L'Hakil B'Fneim. That's a Sugya Masechta Pesachim. So that even though Mikra Adin, and this is very important, it's Mutter to be Tovil B'Shabbos, but despite that fact, the Noshim accepted upon themselves a minhag to be very careful and very inhibited about Tefillah B'Shabbos. Then he makes the point, again within the same context, that Rabbi Tam himself was of the opinion that also litbol B'Shabbos. So it's not just a matter of the minhag HaNoshim, but although he doesn't accept Rabbi Tam, there is the Shita of Rabbi Tam. Now, this sheet of Rabbeinu Tam we've already seen quoted here in the Beis Yosef, that since Tefillah Bizman Olav Mitzvah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, therefore there's no Tefillah B'Shabbos. Meaning that if Rabbeinu Chananel were correct that we paskin Tefillah Bizman a Mitzvah, then B'Mako Mitzvah Lo Gazru Be Rabbanon. The Isurim De Rabbanon, whatever they are, in terms of Tefillah on Shabbos, would be suspended for the sake of Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah. But Rabbeinu Tam says that since we don't accept that sheet of Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah, and what that means is that if a man is not around, he's out of the city limits, she will not go to Mikvah. Not like Rabbeinu Chananel, who would require her to go to mikveh because Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah. Therefore, there's no Tefillah B'Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that we could suspend the Iser of Tefillah B'Shabbos, or let's say there was never an Iser of Tefillah B'Shabbos, in a case of Mitzvah. But since Tefillah Bizman is Lav Mitzvah, therefore, there's no Heter of Tefillah B'Shabbos. So again, just to reiterate, although the Trumas Hadeshin himself is of the opinion that there's no issue of Tefillah B'Shabbos at all, Mikra Adin, like the Beis Yosef, and in the Beis Yosef's favorite reference, that's Halacha L'Maisa. Forget about any issues of Tefillah B'Shabbos. Halacha L'Maisa, the Trumas Hadeshin is not willing to go that far because he's worried about two things. Number one, the Minhag HaNoshim, that they assume an Iser Tefillah B'Shabbos. That's the way they accepted it. And number two, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that there is an Iser of Tefillah B'Shabbos. Okay. Now, we're ready for the bomb. Now we're ready for the gigantic chiddush of the Truma Sadesh. He says the following, that when Rabbeinu Tam said that since Tevila Bizman Olav Mitzvah, therefore there's no Tevila B'Shabbos, what he meant was, A, Tevila on Shabbos is a problem, yes, it is a problem, but B, it's not mutter unless there's a mitzvah, but if there's a mitzvah, it would be mutter. Narvas, Tevila Bizman Olav Mitzvah, and therefore there's no mitzvah, says the Trumas HaDeshen. When do we apply, in what mitzvahs do we say Tevila Bizman Olav Mitzvah? That's only the chiddush of Tevila Bizman Mitzvah from Rabbeinu Chananel. That means even if the husband is outside of the city, she should still go to mikvah. That halacha doesn't apply because we pass in Tevila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah, and therefore there's no mitzvah in this Tevila when her husband is outside of the city that would allow her and permit her to be Tovels B'Shabbos. But, says the Trumas HaDeshen, if it was Baila Be'ir, then even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that Tevila is Mutter. What makes it into a mitzvah? Again, Ikronit, in principle, Rabbeinu Tam would allow Tevila on Shabbos for the sake of a mitzvah. And again, b'mokom mitzvah lo gazru, etc. However, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Tevila Bizman Olav Mitzvah. But if Lu Yitzur, there would be a mitzvah in Tevila, says the Trumas HaDeshen, then Enochinami, even Rabbeinu Tam would allow Tevila on Shabbos. When is there a mitzvah of Tevila? That's when Baila Be'ir. Why? Not because of Tevila Bizman Mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam rejects the principle of Tevila Bizman Mitzvah. But because of the mitzvah of Onah. And since she has been in the state of Isur, of Zava, and now after Sfira Zayin Nikiyim, she can resume her relationship with her husband after Tevila, that Tevila becomes the critical conduit to bring about the possibility of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Onah, and therefore that Tevila itself becomes a Tevila's mitzvah. And again, to reemphasize, Rabbeinu Tam would agree that Tefillas Mitzvah is allowed, is permissible on Shabbos. And therefore, if the husband is in the city and the Mitzvah of Ona applies, and he goes on and he says a big chiddush here, he says that it doesn't matter what time of the month it is exactly, you know, in terms of when the mitzvah of Ona applies and not, he says it's a mitzvah of Ona because he's mesameach as ishto b'tashmish amita. Okay, that's a different discussion for a different time. He says, therefore, once the tefila is going to, how should I say, realize itself in tashmish amita, for the sake of the mitzvah of Ona, that upgrades the status of the tefillah to tefillah's mitzvah, although it's not the tefillah bizman of mitzvah of Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't accept, because if the baila is not be'ir, that tefillah is not a tefillah's mitzvah, she has no obligation. But if baila is be'ir, now we have a different mitzvah, a mitzvah of Ona, and that mitzvah of Ona can only be facilitated by tefillah, obviously. Therefore, the tefillah itself becomes a tefillah's mitzvah by virtue of the Ona, and that's enough for even Rabbeinu Tam to allow tefillah b'Shabbos. So again, let's summarize 2 points of the Trumas HaDeshen. Point number one is tefillah b'Shabbos mi'ikar adin is not a problem, because we paskin, says the Trumas HaDeshen, there is no Isur tefillah b'Shabbos, but because of the minig of Nashim, and because Rabbeinu Tam was of the opinion that Tefillah B'Shabbos is Asur, therefore we have to consider it as a very serious issue, and weigh the pros and cons, and decide whether or not she can postpone her Tefillah till Shabbos. That's point number one. Point number two is that if Baila Be'ir, even Rabbeinu Tam would allow Tefillah B'Shabbos, albeit there's no mitzvah of Tefillah inherent in the tefillah, because tefillah is mine a lot mitzvah, and therefore if baila chutz la'ir, there would be no heter to allow her to be tovelos to Shabbos. But if baila is be'ir at the end of her counting of zayin nikiyim, or whenever is the first possible moment for her to go to mikvah and consummate her relationship with her husband, then it becomes tefillas mitzvah. Not because inherent in the tefillah is in a mitzvah, but because it's the only way she can achieve the mitzvah of onah. Therefore, even Rabbeinu Tam would allow tefillah b'shabbos. Those are the 2 points of the Truma Sadesh. Now we get to the third point of the Truma Sadesh.
How does he finesse over from the fact that this is a hechsher mitzvah, and he made it a mitzvah all of a sudden? It's still only a hechsher mitzvah, which is not mutter on Shabbos.
Well, he's of the opinion that that if there's no possibility of achieving that mitzvah without that hechsher, then it also has the status of a mitzvah. The Rabbanan are not going to do anything to block a mitzvah. So even though the Rabbanan want to institute a shvus and prohibit tefillah b'shabbos, they're not going to do so at the expense of another mitzvah. And by instituting an Isur tefillah b'shabbos, they're going to undermine the mitzvah of onah. That Isur shvus of tefillah b'shabbos will not be instituted in a way that it blocks the possibility of a mitzvah. Now we get to the third point of the Trumas Hadeshen. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, let's go back to the original question. This woman is after Leda, and she wants to know if she's allowed to postpone her tefillah until Shabbos. What do you guess is going to be the final conclusion of the Trumas Hadeshen? You guessed it. It's us. She's not allowed to do it. Why? Yesh la hachmir, kevan diyachola litbol kodem Shabbos. Since we're accepting the hesitation, or shall we say the inhibition about tefillah b'Shabbos, that's the midrash Noshim, and that's Rabbeinu Tam. Narvas, we want to elevate this tefillah to the status of mitzvah to be matir tefillah b'Shabbos. We can only do so when it's absolutely necessary. It's kind of like a dechuya situation, meaning when she has no possibility of being toveles before Shabbos, but the first opportunity is on Shabbos, then since Eidiyachol Litbol Kodem l'Shabbos, we're going to allow it to be toveles b'Shabbos because of the nature of the mitzvah, in this case the mitzvah of onah. However, Kevan, in this case, the Yecholo Litbol Kodem HaShabbos. But why is she delaying a tefillah? Rak Ichra es tefillas v'shvil rechitza. Oh, kehai gavna, meaning some other reason. In this case, she felt a little weak. Is therefore ein lahatir. And the reason for this is because, again, as we emphasize, the minig lamaisa is that the Noshim have taken upon themselves a chumrah about tefillah b'Shabbos. We're only going to push away that chumrah if need be, because the tefillah has to take place on Leil Shabbos in order to facilitate the mitzvah onah. But here, since she could be tovelis before Shabbos, therefore we go back to square one, and lamaisa we're going to be knowing that we're not tovelis for Shabbos. And it's interesting that at the end of the tshuva, he says, why are the women knowing this way? I mean, is it just a, we used to call it facetiously the chumrah of the week? He says, no. He says the reason why they do it is because the original minog that was existing at the time of the Gemara changed. At the time of the Gemara, people were used to rechitz on Shabbos. They would go into a bath or into a pool of water on Shabbos for whatever reason. It's hot out and they want to cool off. But since we've accepted over the course of time the minhag that we don't do rechitz on Shabbos for whatever reason, there are various reasons for that. Therefore, the whole svara of nira kimekar is highly questionable. The only reason the Gemara was willing to suspend the shvus of Nirakimasake Mana with regard to tefillah was because of the possibility that the spectator would say, well, he's not going into there for the purpose of tefillah, he's doing it for the purpose of Nirakimekar because he wants to cool off. But now everybody understands that if you go into a mikvah, the reason you're doing it is in order to be Masake Mana, in order to be to mitire yourself through this tefillah. Nobody goes into pools of water in order to cool off on Shabbos. We've accepted on ourselves that there's no rechitz on Shabbos. Therefore, it makes sense that now, within the context of the original sugya in Beitza, there would be an iser of nira kemisaki mana with regard to tefillah b'Shabbos. However, in the case of Baal Ba'ir, since we have the mitzvah of Ona, and she didn't have a possibility of being Tovelis Kodem Lachem, therefore, since number one, Meikar Adin, there is no Iser Tvila B'mikvah on Shabbos, because the Rabbanan never asked it, Ella, what, you want to say that there's a minute to aser it, and Rabbi Nitam in fact does. So now, if we can attach the status of a mitzvah to that tefillah, because lo yechol litpol kodem lechein, therefore mitzvah's owner would make it into tefillah's mitzvah, and even Rabbi Nitam would allow tefillah b'Shabbos. Now, I would like to suggest the following, that the Trumas HaDeshen is against the Ogur. Where is this Ogur? If you take a look back in the Beis Yosef, I gave you the photocopy, in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, you should see a paragraph that starts, Kosav B'Ogur. It's probably on your second page.
Kufayin Beis?
I don't have it in front of me there, but is it Kufayin Beis? Is there a paragraph that starts, Kosav B'Ogur in the Beis Yosef? If not, maybe it's on the next page. I don't know. Anyway, I'll read it to you. Maybe you found it?
On the left. On the bottom.
Okay, good.
In the reference.
Kosuv b'Ogur Nishal Mori Avi Mari Landau Al Isha She'ira Zman Tfilosa B'Leil Chamishi. So the culmination of her Zayin Nikiyim was on a Thursday. V'Nensa Shalotovla. Now, I don't know what the onus was. Could be that there were dangers lurking in the shadows, or maybe she was absolutely bedridden, you know, with a high fever. But whatever it is, circumstances beyond her control made it such that she couldn't go to mikvah on Thursday. Ha'im yechola litbo b'leil Shabbos. Okay, so this is the case of onus. Now, Rabosa, if I would take a pause here, a deep breath, what would you say would be the response of the Trumas HaDeshen in this case? Nobody's with me on this?
It's an old case of Onen.
If the Nensa meant that the mitzvah is now postponed for Friday night, then he would agree. The
right. Again, the whole reason why the Trumas HaDeshen was inhibited about being mated this woman after late is because Yechola Litbol Kodem Lechem. Onus means that she can't, no way, no how. There's no way, we can't lift her up with a crane and throw her into a mikvah, she'll drown, Chas V'Shalom. You know what I mean? Or, for example, her life is in danger if she goes to the mikvah on Thursday night. There are mortars, you know, attacking people in the streets. That's called onus. I have no doubt that the Trumas HaDeshen would say in this case that she's allowed to be Tovelis on Shabbos. The Heshiv, but the Ogur, in the name of the Mari Landau, writes, the Eina Yechola Litvah. She's not allowed to go into the mikvah. Why? Hoel v'idchi zman tfilosa. In other words, according to the Sefer Ogur, in the name of the Mari Landau, and then he goes on to say, v'chein kosev Ria Levi, and Chen Kosev Mari Mulan, you know, he quotes all the Ashkenazic poskim of his time period, and they all agree unanimously that in order to be Matir Tvila B'Shabbos, you must have Zmana.
Which means that they're only like Baruch
Hanan. Correct. It sounds like they are going to allow a leniency in terms of Tvila B'Shabbos if and only if we can introduce Rabbi Chananel into the picture, forget about the mitzvah of Ona and all the other considerations you might come up with, period of Arivia, I don't know what. Forget about all that. That's not going to allow me a heter. That's not going to produce a heter for tefillah b'Shabbos. The only thing that can produce a heter for tefillah b'Shabbos is going to be tefillah b'zmana. It's got to be tefillah b'zmana. And these Ashkenazic poskim say this is not tefillah b'zmana. Again, she's in a situation of ones, And I you know, my heart goes out for her, but you know, Ones Kiman the Ovid Law Rinon, Ones is not enough to magically create Zman Tfilosa. Zman Tfilosa was on Thursday, not on Friday. And the Beis Yosef is absolutely opposed to this. He says, Ein Devram Nirem Li. He says, wait a minute. We all agree that there is Tfilah Bizman of Mitzvah, if it would have been Zman. And that the Chachmei Ashkenaz are not denying. Right? On Thursday night, it's Tfilah Bizmana. Why? Well, let's say, for example, her Zaynikim would have completed themselves on Friday night. Nobody's arguing that she you know, against that she can go to Mikvah. Tfilah Bizmana, that would be Zmana Mamash. So the Beis Yosef says, what do you mean? Why is that Zmana? Zmana is only at the end of Zion, you may need this. This is not Zmana. Elo what? Since the Chacham made a takana that she can't go to Mikvah until after Zayin Nikiyim, that's called Zmana. So the Beis Yosef says, here also it's called Zmana because she was honest. Meaning, Beis Yosef understands, and we discussed this at great length in the last year, that if she goes to Mikvah on the first possible opportune moment, that's called Zmana. Whether it's first opportune moment because the takana is Chachamim, or it's the first opportune moment because of the Mitzius that doesn't allow her to go to Mikvah Bizmana, the reality. Of course, the Sefer Agur would not buy into the Beis Yosef. He's saying, look, if the Chachamim made a takana, then the entire enterprise of Tefillah Bizmana has changed. But if she is in a certain reality situation which doesn't allow her to go to Mikvah Bizmana, that doesn't mean that we can change Zmana. You know, the Halacha can change Zmana. Zmana means Zman Tfilosa. Zman Tfilosa is at the end of Zayin Ikiyim, Midrabbanan. But here it's not Zman Tfilosa. So it's interesting, Rabosai, if we were to summarize where we're holding now, I would place the Agur and all his buddies, I call them Chachmei or Poskei Ashkenaz, on one side of the equation, and the Trumas HaDeshen on the other side of the equation. Meaning, whereas the Sefer Agur would not allow Tevila B'Shabbos, even in the case of Ones, meaning she had to postpone the Tevila till Leil Shabbos for no decision-making process of her own, just that the reality was such that there was no possibility of Tevila earlier. Nevertheless, the Agur insists, in the name of these Poskei Ashkenaz, that it's Usur on Shabbos because it's not called Zmana. The Trumas HaDeshen, on the other hand, is not impressed with this whole logic. He's saying, as long as she's not dilly-dallying, you know, she's not foot-dragging, you know, as long as there's no negligence on her part, meaning she, you know, she had no other possibility of going to the mikveh earlier, then for sure it becomes Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, not within Zmana. Forget about the whole issue of the Beis Yosef and the Agur. What constitutes Zmana? You know, here the reality is that she can't go to Mikvah Bizmana, so can we change Zmana and postpone Zmana? No, forget about all that. The Trumas HaDeshen is going to sideswipe that whole Chakira, that whole Machlokas. It's irrelevant. What's relevant is, A, is it a Tefillah Mitzvah? Not because of Zmana, but because of Onah? And B, is there any element here of negligence on her part because she really had the opportunity to go to Mikvah earlier than Shabbos, just that she decided it's not convenient for her, it's not a good time for her? Or was it Onus? And I therefore have no doubt that if it's an Onus situation, then the Trumas HaDeshen would certainly allow it, irrelevant, independent of the issue of how you define Zmana. That's a theoretical, you know, conceptual issue that begs, you know, understanding and definition, but it's not relevant to Trumas HaDeshen. What's relevant to Trumas HaDeshen is that we're going to overlook the inhibitions about Tefillah B'Shabbos for the sake of mitzvah, in this case mitzvah's owner, but with one proviso, that she's not playing games with us, meaning she had no possibility of going to the mikveh early.
Is that because the Trumas HaDeshen holds that there's no Issur?
Correct, exactly. Because Mikra Din, there is no Issur Tefillah on Shabbos according to the Trumas HaDeshen and according to the Beis Yosef, and the Nira Kebekar is still in place. Elo what? We want to be Machmir. Maybe there is an Issur Tefillah B'Shabbos. In that context, we're going to say to her, look, if you cannot go to mikvah until Shabbos, and the mitzvah of Ono can only be facilitated by that tefillah, then we're going to look aside, and the mitzvah of Ono is going to undermine any sort of minog, etc., about Isser tefillah.
But the other holds that it really is an Isser Shabbos Indian.
Correct. And the other is assuming, on the other hand, that there is an Isser Shabbos. He's not going to be lenient for the sake of Ono. He's going to be lenient only for the mitzvah bismana, and that's a mitzvah that's inherent in the tefillah.
Right.
And he's going to allow for introducing mitzvah of tefillah bismana within the broader context of being matir tefillah b'Shabbos, but it's got to be zmana mamish. Now, I just want to point out that in the back of the Shulchan Aruch here, we have pages and pages of what's called the Sidrei Tara. And although I'd love to spend about a month with you going through the Sidrei Tara, but I think you'll be bored out of your brains after a while. It's just rechewing the cud. But I just want to make a few points. One point I'm going to make now, maybe we'll have time for another point. He says that logically, he would have distinguished between Taf Nun Hei and Taf Nun Vav. In Taf Nun Hei, it was a matter of convenience. She felt that she could do a good rechitza job on Friday night. Well, Mechatesa, let her take a little bit more of an effort and do the rechitza on Thursday night or whatever night it was. But Taf Nun Vav, he says, where she feels weak after Leda, he says that's something that could be construed or defined as onus or karovli onus. Again, there are no people with guns, you know, hanging around the mikveh there, you know, endangering her life. She's not sick in bed to the point where she can't get off the bed. You know, they bring her a catheter, you know, when she has to. No, that's not. But nevertheless, if she's honest about it and she's telling the Rav, look, I can push myself, but I'm weak. The Sidrei Tara says that might border on onus, and maybe the Trumas Hadeshin should have been a little bit more lenient for that. Lamaisa Lamaskana, we'll soon see why the Sidrei Tara says Yesh Lahachmir, even in the case of Taf Nun Vav. That's not because of the Trumas Hadeshin, that's going to be because of other poskim, but he thinks that the Sidrei Tara, that the Trumas Hadeshin Lishitaso could have allowed for a little bit more rope, a little bit more leniency in the case of Taf Nun Vav. That's just the point I wanted to make in passing. I wouldn't make a gigantic deal about this. Oh, now we get to the Bach. Again, the Bach is gigantic. We're going to try to only focus on a few points in the Bach. The Bach says that he's excited about the Trumas Hadeshin. Why? Because the Bach has an agenda. What's his agenda? We mentioned it on, what's today, Thursday?
On Wednesday.
Wednesday, on Monday, now, okay? If it's Monday, then we learned neither, right? The Bach has a problem. There's a contradiction, Lechora, in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, when he discusses Tefillah v'Zman Mitzvah, assumes that Tefillah on Shabbos is awesome.
Rabbeinu Tam possibly ain't love mitzvah.
No, I'm saying when he discusses the topic, the general topic of Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, in the context, he comes to the he presumes as a premise that Tefillah on Shabbos is awesome. However, when Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted by Tosfos, discusses a different problem, namely Tefillah on Shabbos by day, in which case Rabbeinu Meshulam, if you recall, one of the Bali Tosfos, permits tefillah b'Shabbos by day. If it's again Yom Ches, not Yom Zayin, again we're not going to go through all that again. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees because he says Trei Kule Lo Amrina. If she's Tovelis on Shabbos by day, you have two Kulas. One Kula is what we call Srach Bita, that we don't allow tefillah during the day. The second kula is harchakas achfifa from tevila.
Right.
because she was told she did the chafif on Erev Shabbos, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam asks it. By the way, is that a Shabbos problem or is that a tefillah problem? It's a tefillah problem. Trei kuli and tefillah. One is trach bita that the habas might come to the mistaken impression that on Yom Zion she could be tovelas by day, which with the raisa she could, but Rav Shimon asked it. And the other tefillah problem is harchokas ha chafifa mea tefillah. Both are tefillah issues. Frek the Bach, what happened to the Shabbos issue? Rabbeinu Tam doesn't blink about Shabbos. In other words, the whole premise of his discussion about tefillah b'Shabbos b'yom ches l'tzvirah, so b'yom, all revolves around dinei tefillah. What about the Issur Shabbos?
He doesn't hold as an Issur.
So he holds as no Issur, but Rabbeinu Tam himself holds that since we paskin tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah, therefore she cannot be tovelos on Shabbos because of the Issur Shabbos. So what is Rabbeinu Tam's opinion as far as tefillah b'Shabbos? Oh, says the Bach, I love the Shechav. Based on the Truvas HaDeshen, Yesh Liyashiv. Why? Because when the Rabbeinu Tam is discussing, he's addressing the issue of Yom Shmini b'Shabbos, that's a case of Baila Be'ir. When he's discussing the Issur Shabbos per se, that's a case of Baila Chutzla here. Meaning that if Baila is Be'ir, then the Truvas HaDeshen says that even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that Tefillah is Mutar on Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Ona that jacks it up to the status of a Tefillah's mitzvah, and therefore there's no Issur Shabbos. However, if Baila's Chutzla here, that's where Rabbeinu Tam insists that Tefillah b'Shabbos is also because it's not a Tefillah's mitzvah. And even if it would be Bezmana, but we hold Tefillah b'Zman alav mitzvah. What Rabbeinu Tam wants to clarify in his argument against Rabbeinu Meshulam is that even if it's Baila Be'ir, and therefore there would be a mitzvah of Ona, which would undermine any sort of inhibition, any sort of Issur Tefillah b'Shabbos, nevertheless it's still awesome because the Tefillah halachos, namely Trei Kule Lo Amrinu. Did you follow that? It's a beautiful shtickel Torah of the Bach. You know, for that alone, I would have given him a PhD. All right. Now, do we accept the Trumas HaDeshen? And therefore, in cases where she postponed her tefillah for good reasons, for acceptable reasons, not as a matter of convenience, but she was an anus, then we could allow her to be toveles b'Shabbos. So the answer is, it's not so pushed. Why? Because the Bach quotes a Marie Weil, who authored a sefer called Dinim Vehalachos. So you can look that up and maybe even print out Simon Memches, if you can, so we can see it in the original. Marie Weil, it's called Dinim Vehalachos. I'm not sure if he was related to the Korban Nisadal. His name was also Weil. Because I have a friend, does anybody know my friend Ari Weil?
I know Weil.
Do you know Ari Weil? His father was Ziggy Weil. Ziggy? You don't know? He's married to Sarah McGenzie from St. Louis. Anyway, Sa'arie Weil is Ben Acher Ben of the Korban Asana, whose name was Weil. But I don't know. Anyway, the Marie Weil, now we're going back in a time machine for about 6 centuries.
What's his name is again?
Memches. And he paskins in the following case. A woman did not go to mikveh on Yom Zion, or after Svira Zion Nikim, Leil Ches, right? Why? Because her husband was Chutz La'ir. Okay. Now her husband's coming back right before Shabbos. And she asks the Marie Weil, can she go to mikveh on Shabbos? And you guessed it, he says she cannot. Why? Because this is not Zmana. Now, it's very interesting because here's a case where she has no element of guilt whatsoever. There's no responsibility, no obligation on the part of a woman to go to mikveh b'zmana at the end of Zion Nikim if ein baila be'ir, because we paskin tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. So she was within her rights, perfectly perfect Beis Yankiv medal for not to go to mikveh at the end of Sfira Zayin Nikiyim, because Ein Baila Be'ir. Now she's asking, her husband's coming home right before Shabbos, and it's Yom Tes or Yom Yud, can she go to mikveh? So the Mariv Vayil Paskin said she cannot. Says the Bach, wait, let me just finish up before I lose my trend. Says the Bach, the Mariv Vayil is rejecting the Trumas Adeshen, because the Trumas Adeshen would certainly allow her to be Toveles in honor of the return of her husband. Why? Because she had no obligation, there was no reason to push her to go to the mikvah on Leil Tfilasa Bizmana, because her husband is Chutz Leir. Because Tfila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. It must be, says the Bach, that the Mariv Vayil is of the opinion that only Bizmana is there a heter for Tfila B'Shabbos, like we saw in the Agur and all of his Seyasa, all of his group. It means that even if she is postponing her tefillah because her husband's not in the city, but nevertheless it's still not tefillah bizmana. So again, Rabosai, in the scorecard that we had two approaches here. We had one approach of the Ogur and the Chachmei Ashkenaz, that they paskin that the only heter for tefillah b'Shabbos is when it's bizmana mamish, and now we can add the Mariv Vayil into the group because he says that since it's Yom Tes or Yom Ches and she postponed it because her husband wasn't around, that's no longer Tefillah Bizmana, and therefore we cannot be Matir Tefillah B'Shabbos without Tefillah Bizmana. And on the other side, we have the Trumas Hadeshen, who says that we don't need Tefillah Bizmana. What we need is a mitzvah of Onah, in which case this was the first opportune moment she had to go to Mikvah in order to facilitate Onah. And the bottom line is, if her husband is outside the city, you cannot fault her for not going to mikveh bizmana. The zmana now, as far as mitzvah's owner is concerned, is leil ches, leil tes, whatever comes out in the cheshbon, which is Shabbos in this case, then certainly we can allow, because of the mitzvah of owner, tefillah on Shabbos. Now, since the Bach says the following, since the Mariv Vayil is added to this group of poskim that the Augur had presented, therefore he says the following: Yesh lahachmir shekol zman she'ein tfilos bizmana mamish afilu im dochsa ve'ichra machmas ones osur lo litvol b'shabes debechdei litvol b'shabes be'inon she'yia dafka bizmana mamish. So Rabosai, all the poskim who want to use the Trumas Hadeshen, stand on his shoulders and say, you know what? She postponed her tefillah for very good reasons, and it came out on Shabbos, and we're going to allow her therefore to be Tovels for Shabbos. They have to contend with the Bach, who stands on the shoulders of the Agur and his group, and now the Mariv Vayil as well. All of which hold that it's got to be bizmano mamish in order to allow tefillah b'Shabbos. The reason why Rabbeinu Tam would not buy into this kula, according to that school of thought, is because simply there is no mitzvah of tefillah bizmano, even bizmano mamish. These poskim are willing to introduce into the equation of psak halach of horos lemaisa the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel that zmana engenders a certain mitzvah element to the tefillah, which Rabbeinu Tam rejects. And therefore, if it's bizmana mamish, they are going to allow tefillah b'Shabbos. The Trumas Hadeshen, on the other hand, is going to assume that even Rabbeinu Tam himself would be matir a tefillah's mitzvah on Shabbos, and even though zmana doesn't engender mitzvah, but Ona will engender mitzvah, and Ona would apply as long as she had, as long as she's going to the mikvah, in this case on Shabbos, at the first opportune moment. So whatever the factors are, either she had no responsibility, no chovas tefil because Baila was chutz leir, either because she was an onus, whatever the shikulim are, whatever the push is, that she postponed her tefillah to Leil Shabbos because that's what she had to do, it's a mitzvah's onah, and that itself is enough to be matir tefillah b'Shabbos, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. The other Rishonim, Chachmei Ashkenaz, they're going to be of the opinion, no, that Ono is not enough to upgrade the status of tefillah to tefillah's mitzvah to overlook Shabbos, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam would not be matir. Rabbeinu Tam therefore has an absolute Isur Shabbos. We will be mekil, leaving out Rabbeinu Tam for tefillah b'Shabbos, but only b'tefillah b'zmana mamish. And now we come to the Shach, who is going to heavily rely on the Truvas Hadeshet. And, you know, his opening line in Simen Gimel, Va'bach kosov sheyesh lahachmir, he writes, Ayin shom sheyirich b'dvar v'lo yiradati l'sof dvarov l'sof daito b'chol dvarov. Whoa. He says, forget about this Bach. The whole approach of the Bach is based on tefillah b'zman mitzvah. And that's the only reason we can be mekil and be lenient on Shabbos. It's got to be zman mamish. Says the Shach, where's this coming from? Again, I wouldn't fault the Bach the way the Shach does. I would fault the Chachmei Ashkenaz who came way before the Bach by probably a century or two. They all wanted to introduce Tefillah B'Zmana into the equation in order to be Matir Shabbos. But in any event, the Shach rejects that whole approach. And then he goes on and quotes the Truvas Hadeshet and the Beis Yosef. The Truvas Hadeshet and Beis Yosef both agree that Mikra, then there is no problem of Tefillah B'Shabbos. El, what we want to be Machmir because maybe it's not Nira Kimiyakir anymore, the Minig of this and all that. He says, but if you can engender a status of mitzvah to the tefillah, then there's no reason to be machmir about a tefillah b'Shabbos as long as there's a mitzvah. And it's a compelling situation where the tefillah b'Shabbos is the only facilitator of that mitzvah, in this case the mitzvah of Onah. That's enough to upgrade the tefillah to the status of tefillah's mitzvah. And if it's the tefillah's mitzvah, we can be matir Shabbos. So again, on the one hand, the Shach is absolutely convinced that tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah, and therefore any heter because of zmana makes no sense. If the zmana is how shall I say, engendering a mitzvah into the tefillah itself, inherent in the tefillah, there's a mitzvah because of zmana. He says that's for sure not. And he quotes the Beis Yosef, who absolutely rejects Nagos Maimonios. Nagos Maimonios tells us a story about the Rashbash, who's one of the later Rishonim of Chachmei Sfarad. The Rashbash encouraged his daughter to be Toveles Bizman Tfilosa, even when her husband was Chutz Leir. Meaning the Rashbash was Machmir for the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. Now we assume that Rabbeinu Chananel is a kind of a kula, because if tefillah b'zman mitzvah, we can be matir Shabbos. But tefillah b'zman mitzvah is also a chumrah. It requires her to go to mikveh even when her husband is not around. And you know, the Rashbash seems to go even a step further. I mean, again, the Agos Maimonides was machmir b'zmana for the case of ein ba'al be'ir. It seems that, I'm not sure, the Rashbash might have gone even a step further. A besula who's not even married, or an almana who's not even married, should be toveles bizmana. So the point is that the Shach says we don't accept any of that. Forget about all that. There's no such thing as tefillah bizmana when it's baila chutz le'ir. That institution is out. We're even opposed to such a thing, perhaps. I don't know. Maybe I'm going too far. But in any event, there's no such minhag that a woman goes to mikveh when her husband's not around, even though it's man. And that proves in the mindset of the Shach that we reject tefillah b'zman mitzvah completely. Now, keep in mind that the Bach, who sort of irritated the Shach, said something that's very true, and that the Shach applauds the Bach. So there's always intellectual honesty here. The Bach pointed out that there's a fundamental machlokas between the Truvas Hadeshen And the Mariv Vayel prohibited this woman whose husband was out of the city at the time of Leil Tefilasa from going to Mikvah on Friday night, the first opportune moment after her husband's return. The Trumas Hadeshen, says the Bach, would absolutely reject that, because the Trumas Hadeshen only was machmir in the case of a woman who should have gone to Mikvah and should have pushed herself before Shabbos, despite her weakness or the lack of comfortability. But in the case of a woman who had no obligation, no reason to go to Mikvah, then the Trumas Hadeshen would certainly allow her to go to Mikvah on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Ona. So the Bach definitely postulates that according to Trumas Hadeshen, it would be mutter in that case. And in that context, the Trumas Hadeshen is arguing against the Marival. However, the Bach himself paskins la locha luchumra that even in the case of an onus gomer where she couldn't go to mikvah on Thursday and she had to go on Friday, it's asur for her to go on Shabbos, because he was machmir for the Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Marivayel. The Shach is going to accept that the Bach's premise that the Trumas Hadeshen would be makil against the Marivayel, but the Bach is wrong for being machmir like the Marivayel, but rather let's rely on the Trumas Hadeshen, be soleik on the Trumas Hadeshen, and be makil. So now, again, if you're back to our scorecard, we have the Trumas Hadeshen, but the Trumas Hadeshen is no longer a lone soldier. We have now the Shach. That's big stuff. The Shach, Shemipiv Anu Chaim. I mean, in my Rebbe's frame of reference, the Shach was a Rishon, even though he wasn't a Rishon historically, but I remember Shia that he gave on two lines in the Shach for hours. He was trying to figure out what the Shach had in mind. In any event, and I once heard, I don't know if this is true or not true, that Pesha, the Rav's mother, knew all Shach on Yoredei Chelek Aleph. I don't know. Anyway, that's what I heard. Be that as it may, the Shach himself accepts the Trumas Hadeshen, and therefore the mitzvah of Ona will upgrade the status of the tefillah to a tefillah's mitzvah, be matir Shabbos. But the proviso is that she had to postpone her tefillah until Shabbos. If for purposes of, you know, she was just laid back about it, and she gave a couple of excuses why she wanted to postpone her tefillah to Leil Shabbos when she was really obligated in the tefillah, and she couldn't, and she wouldn't agree to push herself. In that case, the Shach is not going to be mekil. But barring that, if there's no element of pshia, of negligence, we cannot point any finger at her and accuse her of not taking advantage and implementing her obligation of tefillah before Shabbos. If she's in the geder of eino poshas, there's no pshia, and how much more so if she's an onus mamish, then for sure we paskin like the Trumas Hadeshen, and she's allowed to go to mikvah on Leil Shabbos. That's because the Shach accepts the Trumas Hadeshen. The Bach, on the other hand, accepts the Marivayel and the post Ashkenaz that came before the Marivayel, and therefore the Bach says that even if it was onus mamish, there's no heter for tefillah b'Shabbos. The only heter for tefillah b'Shabbos would be bizmana mamish. It's got to be zmana mamish. Interesting that the Bach offers a second possible explanation why Rabbeinu Tam argued with Rabbeinu Meshulam based on Trikuli, and he says that perhaps what Rabbeinu Tam was telling the Rabbeinu Meshulam was that according to your Shita, Rabbeinu Meshulam, that you hold that Tefillah B'Shabbos is mutter, there still should be a problem on Yom Ches, on Shabbos, because of Tevila issues, because of Trei Kule. Rabbeinu Tam himself holds that there's an automatic absolute Iser of Tevila the Shabbos. Even Bismana, it's not going to help you, because he holds Tevila Bismana Lav Mitzvah. Tefillah b'Shabbos according to Rabbeinu Tam is always, according to the Bach, asur, even if you would add some sort of mitzvah element to it. No, it's got to be postponed. There's no heter for tefillah b'Shabbos. Why did he send a message to Rabbeinu Meshulam that this trei kulei v'lo amrinan trei kulei? That's l'shitas Rabbeinu Meshulam. He says, even if I was on your turf, says Rabbeinu Tam, and I would assume that there is no isur tefillah b'Shabbos, which again I reject, nevertheless, I still would prohibit tefillah on Yom Ches because of the trei kulei issue. In any event, in that sense, the Bach is rejecting the Trumas Hadeshen outright. The Trumas Hadeshen assumes that Rabbeinu Tam's issue is only that tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah doesn't apply, and there's no inherent mitzvah in the tefillah, but if b'ilah b'ir, and there is an inherent mitzvah in the tefillah, or a heksher mitzvah in the tefillah, namely onah, then Rabbeinu Tam himself would be matir. So there's a machlokas here between the Bach and the Trumas Hadeshen as to how to understand the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, now we're up to the Taz. The Taz is here in Sifkat and Dalet, and again, it's a pretty long arichus here in the Taz. But let's see if we can pinpoint the main highlight. The Taz is of the opinion that certainly the Trumas Hadeshen would be machmir in the case, just one second, in the case of a woman who postponed her tefillah because her husband had not yet returned. Meaning that according to the Taz, even the Trumas Hadeshen would be machmir, and his, meaning the Trumas Hadeshen's argument, his peeve against the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Ogur and so forth, is that he holds that if there was Anus, then since she didn't have a possibility of being Toveles, that's where the Trumas Hadeshen would be Mekil regarding Tefillah B'Shabbos. However, if there's anything even an inch less than Onus, meaning there was a possibility she's physically capable of going to the mikvah, then the Trumas Hadeshen would have been machmir. So again, the way the Shach understands the Trumas Hadeshen and the way the Bach understands the Trumas Hadeshen is very different than the way the Taz understands the Trumas Hadeshen. And basically we have three shitos here. If you talk about shitos in general, meaning forget about who says what, you have one shita that says that it's got to be tefillah b'zman mamish to be matir tefillah on Shabbos, and even if it's onus, that's not enough to be matir. You have another shita that says that tefillah b'Shabbos is mutter but only in the case of onus, and then you have a third shita that says that unless she was a posheya, then she could be toveles b'Shabbos. And just to review the names here so we get this all clear, according to the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the only heter for tefillah b'Shabbos would be bizmana mamish, ones would not be enough. On the other extreme, lekula would be the Trumas Hadeshen, the way it was he was understood by the Bach and the Shach, namely that as long as she's not a poshas, as long as she's not deliberately for convenience reasons postponing her tefillah, that's enough to allow tefillah b'Shabbos. So if her husband wasn't around, for example, then according to the Trumas Hadeshen, she could be toveles b'Shabbos when he comes back on Erev Shabbos, against the Chachmei Ashkenaz and Marivayel. In the middle here, you have the Taz, like a Pshara Shita. And the Taz is saying that, according to the Trumas Hadeshen, only in the case of Ones are we going to allow tefillah b'Shabbos. But in a case where she's physically capable, without losing her life, of going to mikvah, then even though there's an absence of any element of pshia, we cannot allow her to go to mikvah on Shabbos, and that's not where the Trumas Hadeshen was making. And now we get to the Ramah, and believe it or after the Ramah, what I'd like to do is just summarize all the shitas lahalacha. The Ramah writes in two places about the Trumas Hadeshen. In the Darkei Moshe, and in his Hearas on the Shulchan Aruch, which, by the way, that's not historically accurate. He didn't write Hearas on the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote his own Shulchan Aruch. It's only that the Shulchan Aruch of the Machaber was printed first, so he got stuck. So what he did was, since already the Shulchan Aruch was popularized, he wrote a mapa for the Shulchan, you know, a tablecloth for the Shulchan. Anyway, so the Ramah, first I want to call it Roman numeral number one, the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe says that he accepts the machlokas here between the Bach and the Agur as to what exactly is the halacha in a case of a woman who has to postpone her who postpones her tefillah. According to the Agur and the Marivail and so forth and so on, even if her dechias tefillah, her postponement of tefillah was because of ones, she's not allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. And he says that the Marivail says that even if she's postponing her tefillah because her husband's out of town, she's not allowed to be toveles on Shabbos, and therefore you need Zman Mamish. And the Ramah in Darkei Moshe seems to accept that opinion, that we have to be machmir like the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Now in the Darkei Moshe he quotes the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef himself holds that it's mutal litvol b'Shabbos, but the Darkei Moshe in Os Gimel writes that the Trumas Hadeshen also agrees that there's no iser whatsoever of being tovelis b'Shabbos, and he says, just one second here, I'm sorry. And he says that the Tshuvas HaDeshen was only machmir in those two tshuvas of Tufnun Hei, Tufnun Vav, only because she could be Toveles before Shabbos. And therefore, he wanted to be Choshesh and Tshuvas HaDeshen for those machmirim, but Meikra Din, he holds like the Beis Yosef. But nevertheless, the Ramah himself, even after having presented the Trumas HaDeshen and the Beis Yosef, seems to accept the Chachmei Ashkenaz, that unless it was Mamish Zmana, there's no Het of Tefillah on Shabbos. That's as far as the Darkei Moshe. But if you take a look in the Ramah's comments here on Shulchan Aruch, he writes that Muteres litbol b'leil Shabbos im lo yachlo litbol kodim lechem v'dafkin b'ayla b'ir of b'lafach yosef. But ima ya efshalo litbol kodim lechem kigon shahoya hoysa achar leida o shalohaya b'ayla b'ir b'aber Shabbos. This is all the Trumas HaDeshen. He writes yesh omrim shasura litbol. First he quotes the Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Marivail, and then he writes V'chei Nagu B'miktzas Mekomos. He says there is such a minug in certain places to accept the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Marivail. Avol B'mokom She'ein Minug, see this he doesn't mention in the Darkei Moshe, Ein LaHachmir, but we can rely on the Beis Yosef and the Trumas HaDeshen, of course, and there's no need to be machmir. Why? Because there were good reasons why she postponed her tefillah. Now it's interesting, he seems to even accept that achar leida, okay, in the case of lo haya b'ayla b'ir, I understand she postponed her tefillah because there's no chiyuv tefillah if ain't b'ayla b'ir. But he also accepts achar leida, which is the case of the Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen l'maisa was machmir. But he says that if you don't have such a minhag l'chumrah, then there's no reason to be machmir. And I think what he means here by im ein minag ein lahachmer, he means to say because there's no Issa Tefillah b'Shabbos according to those minhagim. If there's no Issa Tefillah b'Shabbos, we don't have to be inhibited about Tefillah b'Shabbos. Again, if she's deliberately postponing on Tefillah b'Shabbos, then everybody has that chumrah, you know, that minhag that, you know, we're not going to just flippantly allow carte blanche Tefillah b'Shabbos. Then he goes on to discuss Motzei Shabbos. In any event, I would like to now spend a little time just summarizing Lidina, all the Shitos. So that'll take me, Mitzvah Hashem, about 5 to 7 minutes, and then we'll call it closure on this sugya, Mitzvah Hashem. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if Baila Be'ir, Mitzvah Litbol Bizmana, which means that according to the Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that only if Baila Be'ir is there a mitzvah litbol bizmana. Because basically, the Shulchan Aruch paskin, and we saw it already in the Beis Yosef on Monday, that Mikra Din, we paskin that Tefillah bizmana ain't a mitzvah. So there's no inherent mitzvah in Tefillah bizmana. But here, since it's Baila Be'ir, therefore it's a mitzvah to be toveles. And he quotes the Gemara in Megillah about Yoshua, that Yoshua was taken to task because in the Milchama he postponed Tefillah for a day, and the Gemara says therefore he postponed the mitzvah of Piri of Arivia for a day. And also, if you remember, the Beis Yosef quotes the Zohar. As far as Shabbos is concerned, the Shulchan Aruch completely omits any mention whatsoever of Tefillah b'Shabbos here in Hilchos Nida, because he's of the opinion that there is no Isur Tefillah b'Shabbos. So there's a carte blanche heter of Tefillah on Shabbos. If you ask me whether or not she has a mitzvah to be Tovelis, the answer is she has a mitzvah of Baila Be'ir because of Piri Verivia. The Bach is machmir like the Poskei Ashkenaz, and he says that the only time that Tefillah b'Shabbos is mutter is only b'zmana mamish, and therefore even if she is an anusa, and therefore she had circumstances that were beyond her control, she had to postpone Tefillah b'zmana, nevertheless it's no longer Tefillah b'zmana, and therefore we have to be machmir as far as Tefillah b'Shabbos is concerned. The Taz paskins like his understanding of the Trumas HaDeshen, that if she postponed her Tefillah because of Ones, then she's allowed to be Toveles b'Shabbos, but if there was any physical possibility in the world for her to be Toveles, and even if those causes, those reasons why she postponed the Tefillah are out of her control, for example, Ein Baila Be'ir, nevertheless she has to be Machmir, she cannot be Toveles on Shabbos. Because other than Ones, it's not Tefillah b'Zmana. There are more paskins that if it's a Makom She Hoya Ones, if it's a case of Ones, then she is allowed to be Toveles b'Shabbos. But if she had a possibility of being Toveles, she had a good reason why she postponed the possibility, then Yesh Mekomos Shech Mir Bazeh, and they prohibited Tefillah b'Shabbos. B'Mokom She Ein Minog Ein Lo Lahachmir. The Shach apparently says, no, as long as she wasn't a poshas, then she could be Toveles b'Shabbos. That's the way he understood the Trumas HaDeshen. The Sidrei Tara brings the opinion of the Ramah that if there's no Minog, then she could be Toveles b'Shabbos. But nevertheless, the Sidrei Tara himself paskins that if she deliberately, without any good reason for postponed her tefillah, then Yesh Lachush, he says we should be machmir for the shittas of the Bach and the Taz, and we should not allow Tefillah b'Shabbos. He says even if she has a reason to push off Tefillah b'Shabbos, nevertheless we have to be machmir about Tefillah b'Shabbos. So the absence of a minog from the Ramah's perspective is very important, but not so important from the perspective of the Sidrei Tara. The Chachmas Adam of the Chai Adam at the end of Klal Kuf Yud Ches seems to assume that she could be Toveles b'Shabbos, and it doesn't matter why she postponed her Zman Tefillah to Shabbos. The Gra here in Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sifkaton Vav also seems to assume that she could be Tovelis B'Shabbos. All this would be fine, and I would submit to you at this point in the conversation that we can offer a carte blanche kula for Tefillah B'Shabbos based on the combination of the Chachmas Adam and the Gra. However, there is someone much later than the Chachmas, not so much later, but later than the Chachmas Adam, that we Ashkenazic Jews are very careful about. Who do I have in mind? You can see him on video now for 6 seconds. The Chavetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah. Where is the Mishnah Berurah? Ribbono Shel Olam, we're learning Yoredeya. There is no Mishnah Berurah on Yoredeya. Ah, the Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchos Shabbos. In Siman Shin Chavav Seif Ches. The Mechaber Paskins Muto Litbol Mituma B'Shabbos. Why? Deba Adam Amrinon Mechse Kimekar Velo Kimesakin Mona. On that comment, on that psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah comments that Hanoshim Noagos She'enam Tovlos Shelo Bizmanam B'Shabbos. And he says that this minog of the Noshim to be hesitant and inhibited about Tefillah B'Shabbos is based on the Trumas Hadeshen. If you remember that one of the points of the Trumas Hadeshen was to justify this minog by saying that our women are not going to be somech on the heter of Mekar, because in our time nobody goes into a body of water with Rechitza for Mekar. And if we go back to the original Iser of Tefillah in the Gemara in Beitza because of Nirakim Esake Mana. And the Mishnah Berurah, although he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen to justify the Minag of Noshim She'enam Tovlos B'Shabbos, he doesn't quote the end of the Trumas Hadeshen, who says it all depends upon why she's being Tovelos B'Shabbos. Is she postponing it because of circumstances and reasons that might justify it? Certainly Ones would be okay according to Trumas Hadeshen or according to the Shach, as long as there was no Pshia, and all that is left out of the Mishnah Berurah. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah's comment basically on the Shulchan Aruch boils down to this. If I could rewrite the text of the Mishnah Berurah in my own language, I would say the following. Very nice that the Mechaber holds that there's no Issa Tefillah B'Shabbos because it's Nireh Kimekir. But our Noshim never accepted that view. And they said that the Nirah Demekar back in the time of Chazal no longer applies in our time. And therefore the Iser of Nirah Kimesakim Mon is back into vogue. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into the question of why did she postpone her tefillah. Maybe there were circumstances which were mitigating circumstances and justify her postponing her tefillah. And the Mishnah Berurah just completely omits all that. He basically says that our women will not go to mikvah on Shabbos unless it's Tefillah Bizmana. Meaning, he's accepting the view of the Poskei Ashkenaz with the Agur and Siyoso and the Mariv Vayel and the Bach that we need Mamish Tefillah Bizmana. Forget about Ones, forget about circumstances, forget about judgment calls. It's all out the window. That's the impression I get from the Mishnah Berurah. And basically what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is that our minog, meaning the minog of our Noshim, reflects or embraces that psak, which goes back many, many centuries of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, that Tefillah B'Shabbos is a very, very serious issue. And the only ray of hope here is to rely on Tefillah B'Zmana Mamish. So only at the end of Hazayin Nikiyim on Shabbos, if Friday was Yom Zayin of Hazayin Nikiyim, then the Mishnah Berurah would allow to go to Mikvah on Shabbos. That's the impression I get from the Mishnah Berurah. So on the one hand, I'm torn here. Why? Because on the one hand, I have the Chaya Adam in Chokhmas Adam. Before him, I have the Vilna Gaon. I mean, these were like major, major hitters amongst the Ashkenazim. And now the Mishnah Berurah has nothing to comment here other than to codify the minhag of Noshim, to avoid tefillah b'Shabbos unless it's bismat. Quoting the Trumas Hadeshen, who justifies that minhag, but omitting the rest of the Trumas Hadeshen, who says that if need be, and circumstances are anything other than Pshia, the way the Shach understands the Trumas Hadeshen, then she can go to Mikvah on Shabbos. And forget about tefillah b'zman mitzvah, just talk about ona. Why is that left out of the Mishnah Berurah? It really pains me. The good news is that I'm a big fan of somebody who was alive at the time of the Mishnah Berurah, who wrote his own Shulchan Aruch. Anybody know who I have in mind? The Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sivkot and Ches testifies, I emphasize, made Shahminog HaPoshut Shahanoshim Tovlos Bolel Shabbos Gam Kishahoisa Yecholo Litbol Kodim HaShabbos. So now I ask you, Rabosai, what do you do in this case? A woman postponed her tvila. Lo mi boy in the case of onus. Lo mi boy in the case that she's weak after later. Lo mi boy for whatever reason. Let's say she just simply postponed her tvila. Who are you going to rely on now? Are you going to rely on the Aruch HaShulchan? And the Aruch HaShulchan is not a lone soldier, because we mentioned that Chochmas Adam says that we are Mekel on Tefillah B'Shabbos. The Gaon, Vilna Gaon, was Mekel on Tefillah B'Shabbos. The Beis Yosef was Mekel on Tefillah B'Shabbos. And even the Trumas HaDesh HaMikra Adin was Mekel. Or should we go with the Mishnah Berurah, who says that our Noshim are Machmir? And basically he's quoting the Trumas HaDesh. The Trumas HaDesh was 6 centuries ago. So he's telling us about a minhag of Chumrah that dates back to the Trumas HaDesh. He's not telling you about the women in our time. Who's telling you about the minhag of women in our time? The Aruch HaShulchan, not the Mishnah Berurah. So what do you say, Rabbi Osai? I say we go to Aruch HaShulchan. Why? And I'll tell you why I would say go to Aruch HaShulchan. Because there's a fundamental difference between the Chafetz Chaim and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Chafetz Chaim was a Rosh Shiva. They imposed upon him, the Gedolei Hador, against his will, to write the Mishnah Berurah. Do you know this? Do you know the one who actually is responsible for the Mishnah Berurah, so to speak? Obviously the Chafetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah, but who is responsible to motivate the Mishnah Berurah, who refused to take on the task? It was Rav Chaim Ozer. Rav Chaim Ozer was the Gadol Hador. And the Chofetz Chaim had Yiras HaKovet for the Chofetz Chaim, for Rav Chaim Ozer. Rav Chaim Ozer said to the Chofetz Chaim, if you don't write the Mishnah Berurah, nobody's going to write it. And the Mishnah Berurah is an amazing contribution. But it was written for it by a Rosh Yeshiva. He had a yeshiva in Raden, and he wrote tremendous svarim. He was a tzaddik shein kamoso. I mean, anybody wants to talk about a tzaddik and give him an appellation, he's a tzaddik, we'll have to compare him to the Chofetz Chaim. There's no such thing as a tzaddik who cannot in some way be an abuah de babuah of the Chofetz Chaim. My father told me that the mashgiach in the yeshiva, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan in the yeshiva, where he learned as a bacha, was Ravail. I don't know if he was also related to the Marivail. And they used to call him, he was very short, the Kleinik of Chofetz Chaim. That's what he called him. He was such a big tzaddik, the Mashkin. But the Aruch HaShulchan was a Rav. The Aruch HaShulchan paskin because of the principle of Puk Ama Debar. And he understood that Halacha evolves based on Minhagim. And I was always taught that the clincher in any machlokas about psak halacha is one word, edus. And in this case, the Aruch HaShulchan is made edus, that the women are not machmir about tevila b'shabbos. So therefore, it seems to me, yesh al mi lismoch, I don't know what you know about the minhag about tevila b'shabbos, but this is where we'll we'll call it a day.
I just understand something. Maybe it's part of the thought process of how the minhag evolved or not. But the idea of nirik misakim mana, which means it's going to appear that we're doing something inappropriate for tikkun mana, that would make sense if everyone didn't go. Because if anyone went, there would be nirik misakim mana. But if Ruba the women go to mikvah on the bizman, because that's most women do, and many women are going Friday night, the one woman who's la bismana to tell her you can't go because nirik misakim mana, but every woman is going. How can if my going give anyone the impression that it's okay to do misakim mana?
No, we're saying something totally different, I think. You correct me if I'm wrong. What we're saying is that when the Chazal were makil about Tefillah B'Shabbos because they said Nirik Miyakir, they only did so, according to this string of this school of thought, because of Tefillah B'Zman. Meaning, what was pressing the Chazal to try to find a head there and say, well, you know what? Okay, who are you fooling here? They're not going into the mikvah because it's hot out. They're going to the mikvah in the freezing cold winter of Poland, where my father told me in his youth that you could see the water coming down, it would freeze before it got to the ground. And P.S., think about the Holocaust when you think about that, right? And what's this whole Nirik Miyakir business? The answer is, according to this school of thought, I'm not saying everybody would subscribe to what I'm going to tell you. They are saying that the Rabbanan were looking for a kula. Why were they looking for a kula? Because of the mitzvah of tefillah. But in tefillah shelo bizman, or in a situation where that kula just doesn't exist at all, that's already a different story. Meaning, there's one approach that says basically tefillah b'Shabbos is awesome. And it could be that Rabbeinu Tam subscribed to that view. I'm almost convinced. The burden of evidence, you know, the weight of the evidence points in that direction. But even leaving out Rabbeinu Tam, all these Chachmei Ashkenaz, from the Augur and on, they all understood that Tefillah B'Shabbos is awesome.
For everybody, even Bizman.
Correct. So now what we have to do is find a kula.
But once you find a kula, the kula should be for everybody. You can't say, for only Bizman.
No, what they're saying is that although Tefillah B'Zman should be Asur, since Chazal, back in the time of the Gemara, found some sort of a heter, even if that heter doesn't apply today, we're also going to look for a heter. What kind of heter are we going to look for? Mitzvah. Do you follow what I'm saying? That b'makom mitzvah lo gazru re'rabban. In other words, I call it dechuya. Dechuya means, for the sake of a greater whole, we're going to overlook some sort of a shvus which should apply on Shabbos. So therefore, back in the time of Chazal, for the sake of the mitzvah tefillah, they came up with this kula of nirik miyakir. We could say we're going to stick to the kula of mitzvah even without nira kemiyakir. Meaning, who are you fooling yourself? No, none of our ladies go into the mikvah to cool off. We're not going to reinstitute the original Isser in its full-fledged, you know, potency. We're going to allow for one kula because the Rabbanim themselves, when they look for nira kemiyakir, were motivated by that kula. And that is the Tzorach Mitzvah.
I understand, but they were looking for the kula, and we rely on the kula of Mitzvah because Mi'ikir Adin, there isn't anything terribly wrong with going to me. It's only because it's nira kemisakim man.
Well, that's a shvus to Rabbanim. I don't know if it's, you know, it's not terribly wrong if you're talking about giving someone skila. You know, from that perspective, it's not terribly wrong. But keep in mind, you know, as we go through this, sugi, that Rabbi Kiva Eger is of the opinion that someone who's mechalel Shabbos b'shvus derabbanan is a mura l'kol haTorah kula min rabbanan. So I'm just saying it's not so.
I'm not answering my question well. I accepted that it's a terrible thing to go by. But it's a terrible thing for everybody or for nobody. So Chazal, when they said it's was for everybody. Ben Gizmada, Ben Shalom Gizmada. Along we come to find a heter called mitzvah to offset that for those women that are Gizmada. But what does that mean for the women that are not Gizmada? That they can't go because it's still exerted or funded, that maybe someone's going to see that there's somehow it's okay to be misakin mana because I'm letting them go to the mikvah? No, because I can't distinguish from Rachel to Leah that
no.
She's all Gizmada, she's Bismana.
No, but if Bismana introduces the mitzvah into the equation, so that even though no one's going to say that she's doing it for the sake of Maker, and we really have a Shmus the Rabbanan of Nirkik, but the Rabbanan themselves wanted to be Makil, even back in the time of Chazal, to try to find some peg to hang on and allow this tefillah despite the fact that it's Nirik and Misaki Mono, for the sake of a mitzvah, for the greater good.
To me, just
and that's only going to apply when there is a mitzvah to that tefillah. Now,
okay, I'm saying, but if someone asked me what was the Chazal thinking when they did this, I say Chazal was looking for Heter, but they were looking to extend the Heter to every woman on the planet.
I don't know.
I'll give you an example.
Moshe Lamad Dover Doma, the Gemara in the third parak of Sukkah, asks if, let's say, you have a hadas that you need desperately for the mitzvah of lekachtem lachem, and there are more berries on the branch than there are leaves, so that's called tikkun mana. So the Gemara says that for the sake of mitzvah, we're going to overlook tikkun mana. Again, you have to know if it's d'oraisa, right? It's d'rabbanan. But that's only because you desperately need the hadas. But the Gemara says in Islay Halshat Achrina, he has another hadas. We're not going to allow him to take the berries off. So I'm just saying that I'm just trying to use that as a mashal, Lamad Omer Domer, that sometimes when Chazal have a shvus on Shabbos for the sake of mitzvah, they're going to allow it. It turns out that Reuven, who has another hadas, we're going to tell him he's not allowed to take off the berries. Shimon, who doesn't have another hadas, take off the berries and be machshav hadas. Even though again it's nirik misaki mon. So a similar thing would be in mikvah. If you assume that there is a problem with tefillah b'Shabbos based on kimisaki mon, we're going to allow it for somebody, but not for somebody else. For somebody who has tefillah mitzvah, and not for someone who doesn't have.
On the other hand, I would say, on the other hand, I would